This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1219. If Vin and Georgia hadn't gone dancing. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast. Downloaded more than 123 million times, we believe in connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
If you hadn't made certain decisions in the past, how would your life be different? Today, we continue our series on the third conditional and show you why this conditional can open up some amazing conversations in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Yeah, it's going great. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, you know what? I was in your neighborhood this weekend.
What? Oh, my goodness. Michelle, why didn't you call me?
Oh, I thought you were out of town.
No, I wasn't. My plans were canceled.
Oh, no. If I had known you were in town, I definitely would have called you. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Next time. So you were in LA this weekend? Were you wandering around in California?
I wish. I haven't been to LA in maybe 8 years.
Oh yeah, it's been a long time. You are due for a visit.
I am. I would love to be in your neighborhood in LA. That would be fun. You'll have to let me know which neighborhood you end up in.
Yeah, come on out and visit for sure. We will update our listeners on that and I'll let you know. So what just happened here in this little role play, Michelle?
Yeah, well, Lindsay, I mean, we spoke about something that could have been different under different circumstances, right? Like, so in this little role play, did I know you were in town?
You didn't know. You thought that I was gone.
Right. I thought you were out of town, so I didn't call you. And are we talking about the past or the present?
Definitely the past. Yeah, something that's already done.
Right. And guys, so we are going to be talking about the third conditional today because we have been doing a series on the conditionals and we've done the first conditional, we've done the second conditional. So now we are on to the third and we want to cover it because we had a listener question and we thought each conditional deserved its own episode.
Yeah. And it's true. Like, I like what you've said here, Michelle. Like, life takes these little twists and turns. Right? And our lives can change dramatically depending on one little thing.
Right. Oh my gosh. I think about that all the time. Guys, so today we are going to talk about this idea and how that fits in with the third conditional. So we are going to jump into it in just a second. But before that, guys, we want you to hit subscribe on your podcast player right now, right? Yes. So we're actually going to pause so that you can do it right now. So Lindsay, let's pause.
Yeah, we're going to count down from five, four.
Three, two, one.
Oh. Boom. You guys had 5 seconds to hit subscribe. Make sure you do that so you don't miss any of our awesome episodes. All right. Cool, Michelle. Cool. What's next?
Okay. So let's get into it. So guys, definitely a good place to start for this one is to listen to the episode we did on the past perfect. We touched on the third conditional a little bit. So that's episode 881. Do natives actually use the past perfect?
Oh.
Okay. So definitely go ahead and listen to that one. That's a really interesting one. So, but we're going to focus on the third conditional today. So let's start with the structure. So the structure is this: if plus past perfect plus would plus have plus past participle. And it can be flipped, right? So let's talk about, I said, if I had known you were in town, I definitely would have called you, right?
Yeah, I love that.
I could have said, I definitely would have called you if I had known you were in town. That would have been the same, right?
Yeah, for sure. We can flip that around. I see what you mean when you say flipped. Yeah, that's good. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. So again, I was in town. I was in Lindsay's town, but I didn't know she was there.
Yeah.
I would have called her. If by saying I would have called you, it kind of describes the imaginary situation that took place in the past.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I mean, we can use this to think about, like, the day your parents met, right? Like, if my mom, you know, my mom, my parents, I don't know where your parents met, Michelle, you'll have to tell us now, but my parents met in Boston, and they met at like, they met in Boston. My dad was in optometry school and my mom was a teacher, and there was like a restaurant that hosted dance evenings for people in their 20s, I guess. And my mom was really sick that night and she didn't want to go out, but her roommate was like, no, you are coming out. We are going out. And so the truth is, you know, they were, my mom was out there dancing and my dad just walked up to her and asked her to dance. And that was it. So if my mom hadn't gone to the event, if she had stayed in bed, I never would have been born.
That's so crazy. And funny enough, my parents also met in a dance.
No.
I think a lot of people did. I think these dances were like very, very popular at the time.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So like at a restaurant kind of thing, like kind of a not really a nightclub, but like a, I don't know, community
I
dance.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so. Yeah. And kind of similar, like my my dad was not going to go to that one that night. They went to another one. My dad and his identical twin brother, they went to another one, and then they like went, and there was like not a good crowd or not many people there. So they, instead of going home, they decided to go to this other one, and that's where he met my mom. So it is crazy. There are so many situations like that. It's the butterfly effect.
The butterfly effect. Oh wow, I've never really heard that term before. What exactly does that mean?
What?
Yeah,
really?
I mean, I know there's a movie called The Butterfly Effect, but I don't really know what it is.
It's basically this idea that if one thing changes, then everything can change.
Oh, yeah. It's something about like butterflies affecting the weather somewhere across the world and that.
I don't know. I'm trying to look it up right now.
Okay. Yeah. Our listeners will have to look it up, but I'm sure they know.
Yeah, like, I'll have to look it up. But yeah, it's basically... if any little change occurs, everything would be different. And I really believe that. Really, really, I do.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's literally true. We can tell based on our lives. Like we can look back at how, you know, how you met your significant other, for example, little decisions that you made, you almost didn't go, you decided to go or, oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Do you have any more examples?
I do. We're going to talk about it in just a second. So guys, to get back, so this third conditional is a great way to talk about these imaginary hypothetical situations in the past where something one thing changes everything. So yeah, when would you use it? To talk about how life would be different if you chose a different path.
Yes.
So in my life, I'll give you a bunch of examples. If I hadn't contacted my friend about moving to New York, okay, he wouldn't have found me a temporary living situation. Okay, so I had a friend and he found me a temporary apartment. If he hadn't found me that apartment, I would have moved home, right? Because I think I wouldn't, I don't know if I would have like felt as comfortable living in a random place, who knows?
Yeah.
But if I had moved home, I wouldn't have met my husband. And of course, if I hadn't met my husband, I wouldn't have had my baby. So life... It works out, right? Like, I really believe when I think back to moving to New York, I really believe that it was that conversation with a friend. I just happened to be joking with him and I said, do you know of anywhere to live in New York? And he did.
Oh, that's so crazy. It's so crazy to think about that. And I mean, I suppose your life would have gone in a different direction, right? You just would have maybe met someone else. But it's hard to imagine that. It's a little bit heartbreaking, especially when we talk about meeting our significant other, right? Like if that person is so important to you, imagine if that person were not in your life right now. Imagine if that person were not in your life now, if you hadn't met that person in the past. Wow.
Exactly. I I feel like I have a lot of those kinds of stories from specifically like that led me to meet Dan. Like, I do feel like there are a lot of things that worked out in a certain way. I won't bore you with all of the stories, but that's one of the main ones. That's like the basic, you know, starter. So yeah, I think this stuff is just so cool. I love talking about it. It's like cool to think about, but it's also, like you said, it's almost a little scary or sad.
It's a little scary. It's like on the edge of scary and interesting, right? But guys, this is good stuff for conversations, right? I mean, don't shy away from this. When you finish today's episode, go back, listen again, look at the transcripts and figure this out, right? Challenge yourself because you want to be able to talk about these things. This is interesting. Yeah. Guys, make sure you hit subscribe right now on your podcast player. That way you won't miss any fun bonus episodes or special updates. Hit subscribe now on your podcast player.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah. Also, you know, you can use this third conditional to talk about how you feel a certain way about something you did, and you want to express how you would have changed it. So let me explain what I mean. Like, if I would have held the door for you if I had seen you. I'm sorry. Right?
Yeah.
So something would have been different. You would have acted in a different way.
Right. So you're saying this doesn't always have to be about, oh, such sentimental things as how you met your partner. Right. Right? Just something in the moment that you could say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Lindsay, you want to do another one?
Yeah. Like, if I had been hungry, I would have eaten dinner with you. Next time, let's plan to eat together. So if I had been hungry, I would have eaten dinner with you. Love it.
Right. Exactly. So I think that, like you said, it's not so sentimental, but it's important to know, like, you're not always having these deep conversations about your life. You know, sometimes you need, these are really practical ways to use it. So another one, if you had given me a heads up, I wouldn't have avoided talking about politics in front of your friend.
Oh, this brings up the bonus phrase in my mind. Hindsight is 2020.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always so clear later, right? Hindsight, meaning looking back, guys. This is a great one. Again, this is probably a phrase that we will make tappable inside the app. So you will be able to save this if you're listening inside the app. So you can come back and review it later. But hindsight is 2020. Great one to say that, later, the answer is so obvious. But in the moment, it can be hard. Yeah.
Definitely. What's one more, Lindsay?
All right. So one more would be, if she had asked me for directions, I would have offered to just drive her there. It's no big deal. Yeah. Right. Good one too. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, this is fun. I really like this conditional, actually. I think it's fun because it can apply to your daily life because things change so much, but it can also, kind of make you feel wistful about like how your life could be totally different. You know, the key is, you got to remember this one, it's in the past and it's hypothetical, right? Yeah. Those are what you want to remember about this situation. So yeah. But I think it's a really useful one.
Oh, I like that word that you just used. Was that wistful? I like that one.
Yeah. Wistful. It's kind of like this, like, sad kind of romantic yearning feeling, right?
I never use that word, but I love it. It's super high level.
Thank you. Thank you, Lindsay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one, guys. Good vocabulary coming out of today. That is awesome. All right, let's do a role play. What do you think, Michelle? Shall we?
All right. Yeah. Let's do it. So in this role play, you missed your flight and you're telling me what happened.
No. Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, I thought I was going to end up having to pay $2,000 for a new flight.
Oh, no. So you didn't?
Well, the guy at the counter heard me talking on the phone to my mother and crying about how I won't go to my cousin's wedding. And he took pity on me. He let me change my flight for only $200.
Whoa, that's incredible.
Yeah. And if my mom hadn't called me, he wouldn't have heard me talking to her. And I would have ended up paying an arm and a leg.
Yeah. Wow. If I had known you were going to the airport, Lindsay, I would have offered to drive you so you didn't have to carry all those heavy bags.
No. It's fine. I would have missed my flight. I wouldn't have missed my flight if I had been more organized. That's the problem. That's true. Oh, God. Everyone's panicked. That's like my ultimate recurring nightmare is that I am late for a flight and I'm not packed. Like, I'm like trying to throw things in my suitcase as I go to the airport. It's like a recurring nightmare I always have.
Yeah, you just mentioned that. I think we just did an episode where you said that. That's like definitely that'll wake you up.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, Michelle, let's go through what we used here because we used some good stuff, guys. And I really want you to focus in today, look at the transcripts today and learn how to use this third conditional. So what did I say? I said, if my mom hadn't called me, I wouldn't have heard. He wouldn't have heard me talking to her. And I would have ended up paying an arm and a leg. Wow.
Yes, we jumbled a lot together in this one. This is a tricky one, so you guys are going to want to write this one down.
Definitely write that down, guys, or you should be seeing it in the transcript, if anything. So highlight the transcripts, print them out if you can. Yeah. Yeah. What else, Michelle?
Right. Well, and then I said, wow, if I had known you were going to the airport, Lindsay, I would have offered to drive you so you didn't have to carry all those heavy bags.
Yeah. And then finally, I took responsibility, right? I said, no, I wouldn't have missed my flight. I wouldn't have missed my flight if I had been more organized. Awesome.
Yeah.
So it's my fault. So
that's okay, Lindsay. That's okay. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right, guys, I actually really enjoyed recording this episode today because it is so relevant to real life, right? Don't just leave conditionals in the back of your textbook, right? Because they should come to life. You should be using these to connect. Don't be afraid of them. I know this is something that you guys stumble on and struggle with, but you're always going to stumble on it if you don't try it, right? You got to try to use them. So, you know, start talking about your past. Talk to someone about how you met your partner and what would have happened if you hadn't gone to that event. Give us examples. Come back to our blog to practice. Come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes, type in 1219 and give us an example.
Okay, Lindsay. Oh, this has been a lot of fun and, you know, gives us all a lot of things to think about.
Yeah. And I'm going to go ponder this for a while. All right, Michelle. All right. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.